You know who's on the line? Somebody to respond to what you said about Edwards yesterday morning. Elizabeth Edwards. She wanted to call in today. We said she could. Elizabeth Edwards, go on the line. You're on the line with Ann Coulter.
Hello, Chris.
Do you want to say something directly to the person who's with me?
I was calling, you know, in the South when we when someone does something that displeases us, we want to ask them politely to stop doing it. I'd like to ask Ann Coulter, too, if she wants to debate on issues, on positions. We certainly disagree with nearly everything she said on your show today. But it's quite another matter to for these personal attacks. The things that she has said over the years, not just about John, but about other candidates, lowers our political dialogue precisely at the time that we need to raise it. So I want to use the opportunity, which I don't get much because Ann and I don't hang out with the same people, to ask her politely to stop the personal attacks.
Okay, so I made a joke, 6 months ago, and as you point out, they've been raising money off of it for 6 months since then.
So this is yesterday morning, what you said about him.
I didn't say anything about him, actually, either time.
But Ann knows that's not true. And what's more, this has been going on for some time.
And I don't mind you trying to raise money. I mean, it's better this than giving $50,000 speeches to the poor just to use my name on the web pages. But as for a debate with me, yeah, sure.
We'll have a debate to stop personal attacks.
You don't have to because I don't mind.
It did not start with that. You had a column a number of years ago.
The wife of a presidential candidate is calling in asking me to stop speaking. Stop writing your columns. Stop writing your books.
Okay.
Which made fun of the moment of Charlie Dean's death and suggested that my husband had a bumper sticker on the back of his car that said, "Ask me about my dead son."
This is not legitimate political dialogue.
It debases political dialogue. It drives people away from the process. We can't have a debate about issues if you're using this kind of language.
Yeah, why isn't John Edwards making this call?